You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
God's character, commandments, and promised blessings do not change. Learn more about this truth in week 3 of our series, Remember This.
Thank you, Pastor Archie. You know, it's nice to be back here. Again, my name is Randall. And my goal here today is to talk to you about the book of Malakay. Pag Malakay na, excited na ako. Alam niyo bakit? Kasi alam ko, ending na yan. Ending na ng Old Testament, I can now go into the New Testament. So, I kind of try to read it and do it quite fast. And I've always looked at Malakay, ay, ito yung book na ano, pag magta-tithes and offering ka na, dito ka na mag-pick up. I think until I started to prepare for the series, this is the third week of the series. But Malakay is one of the short, 4 weeks lang. And this is actually the third week that I've been preaching. And picking up from the book of Malakay, this book was written 100 years after the fall of the kingdoms. They were allowed to go back. And things were very, very different. In fact, they were actually excited. You know, number one, it's a return from many, many years of exile, 70 years. They were taken out. If you see these Jewish people, no, they're very, very proud of their heritage. Up to now, the Jewish nation, and may pride sila, no? This is our nation given to us by God. We are selected people. We're the chosen few. Now, when they came back, Malakai wrote it from the perspective of the Israelites who are actually groaning already and complaining. The book of Malakai was a great book because it's like a discussion book. It's like a place happening. God will say something. The Israelites will say something. They will, ha, talaga? I have loved you. And they, ha? How have you loved us? And God will always respond to them and have the last say. The book of Malakai is pretty much those things. It's a confrontation book. It's a reaffirming book. And it's a book to remind you of who God is. It's a reminder book for all of us. So if you have not gone through the book of Malakai, this is a great time. Go through it. Read it. It's a nice short read, but it's a powerful book for you to do it. Unfortunately, at that time, they were complaining. Why? Because even after exile, the sins of the Jewish people are the same sins from the time of the Exodus to the time of the return from the exile. They were still the same. They were still disobedient. They were still unfaithful. They were still idolatrous, and they will still corrupt. Hindi naman sila nagbago. They are the same people up to now. They were still disobedient. They were still unfaithful. They were still idolatrous, and they were still corrupt when they got back. It's the same. And because of them, because of their actions, poverty and injustice was prevalent in the time of the book of Malakai. And the issue here is, asa na lahat ng promise? God, who are you? God, you are not a promise keeper. You promise us, but look at our life. But God was reminding them, well, guys, you were still disobedient, you were still unfaithful, you were still idolatrous, you were still corrupt. That's why poverty and injustice is prevalent in the time of Malakai and many, many years after. That's the story, and that's where we're going to take it off from the book of Malakai. Malakai is one of those great books because it's a reminder book. It's not just the last book of the Old Testament. It's not just about the book of tithing, although we will cover that today. But Malakai is going to talk to you about who God is. And what I'm going to do this afternoon is I'm going to talk to you, basically I have two major points about this. We're going to remind you the nature of God, who He is, and our nature, and how we're supposed to react to the nature of God. And pretty much, that's what I'm going to do today. Malakai 3:6 says, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." So again, let me read. "For I, the Lord, do not change." The first thing that you need to understand is God's nature. Diba? If you read the book, sinabi, "I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, and I am the end." And the nature of God, one of His strong nature, is God is not changing. God does not change. That's why it's always there. We will hear the book of God will always say, "I am God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." It's a multi-generational God. He was the God of Abraham. He was the God of Noah. He was the God of Joseph. He was the God of David. He was the God of Josiah. He's the God of Paul, Peter, John, Luke. He's the same God. He's the God of Pastor Archie, is the God of my wife. It's the same. And again, time and time again, we have a tendency to forget who He is. That's why the book of the Lord is always to remind us who He is. And I believe that we live according to His promise and not according to our situation. And that's why it's important for us to understand. Now, one of the things that God is reminding it, ako constant, kayo, sometimes you guys are faithful, sometimes you are prayerful, but sometimes you are not. Even us today, modern day Christians, some of us are very prayerful and very faithful during Sunday. The moment you step out of church, you go back to your old self. And then you remind yourself again when it's already Sunday. But sometimes, di ba, we always fall. And in fact, there's so much parallelism of what we read in the Bible and what we are today. Because the Bible is not just a book of timelessness. It's a timeless book. It shows us who we are. It's a reflection of who we are. And that's why God was telling them, me, I am constant. You, ano kayo? Malachi 3:7 says, from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? God is inviting us. God is saying, hey, despite of your unfaithfulness, despite of your idolatries, despite of your rebellion, despite of all these things that you've done, you can still come back to me. You know, one of the beauty of us knowing the Lord is some of us, we lose our way. We forget the Lord. Some of us, we even backslide. But you know, the thing is, when you go through repentance, you can find your way back to the Lord. Kasi si Lord, parang home yan eh. Mawawala ka, pero you'll eventually find your way home. And that's what he's telling the people. Okay, return to me. God invites us to return to Him. Some of you right now are medyo in a situation wherein parang ang layo ni Lord. Parang nawawala init. And in the book of Revelation, said you have lost your first love. And some of us are in that situation. We have lost our first love. We go through problems, we go through situations, we have busyness and all these things. We tend to lose our way. But God is telling you, come, return to me. God's invitation for us is constant. It's unending. God will always want you to return to Him. That's the nature of God. But again, Malachi also reminds us of man's nature. In fact, a lot of the things na pag binabasa mo yung Bible, naiinis ka, ay, tigas naman ang ulo. Eh, ganun din naman tayo eh. We're the same people as well. We sin because we have a sinful nature. And the more you realize that, the more you have an appreciation on what Christ has done for us in the course. And it's important for us to remember that we don't deserve all of these things. And yet, it's given to us. And that's important for us. It's a good reminder of who we really are. Man, in his nature, is not good. The real nature of man, he is a sinner. And one of the best ways to look at it is you look at the children. Di ba yung mga bata, pag bago, cute. But sometimes they're cute little monsters. Nakita mo yung nature ng bata, di ba? Swapang, nananakit, di ba? That's our true nature. And because of God's grace, we are transformed. So in reality, man's nature is not good. The only reason we become good is because of the love of Christ. And it's important for us to remember that. And when you do that, you see who we really are, then you have an appreciation. Otherwise, lalaki ulo mo. You know, one of the biggest challenge of us believers is that even if the Lord is with us, we still hold on to our ego. Pride is always still in our heart. And you see, the root cause of a lot of sin and a lot of problems for all of us is that pride, is that ego. And we want to be able to be in control. You know, we've been lied to by a lot of these things that you've read na, you can do all things. Parang, you can, okay yan. Power of the mind lang yan. Gusto mo yumaman? Pag-iisip lang yan. So all these things are going through all of these problems. And we now start to believe that we can do all these things. Oh, we lied to by the enemy. Now, we change our nature. God exposed our nature. Not to shame us, but to remind us who He is. That despite of your shameful nature, God loves you and me. Okay, now, Malachi 3:8. Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in your tithe and contribution? And what God says, because of that, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. God was exposing our heart. After God tells you, I am unending, despite of who you are, now I tell you what your sins are. We need to be aware of our shortcomings. We need to be aware of our sins. Otherwise, there's no true repentance. Okay? One of the most important things, the enemy has never stopped deceiving us. There are two things that the enemy will always, and it's the initia. One, of course, is evangelism. He does not want us to evangelize. And the other one is humility. Because if there's humility in your hearts, he has no power over you. Okay? You're broken. I am nothing without the Lord. Whatever I have today, my marriage, my career, me doing here, me speaking here, and all these things, who I am, di ba? What I have, it's not because of I worked for it. No, it was because of God. Anything that you have. And God is exposing us. You know why? There is a direct connection to who we are and how we handle money. And one thing about money, and I'm not talking about finance tonight, But one of the things about money, it shows us who we are. Diba? The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Ano ba priority about those things? Why is it hard for us to be generous? Why is it difficult for us to actually do it? And what I want to do in the next couple of minutes is try to talk to you about what the biblical pattern is about generosity. And some people will always ask me, oh, Mr. Chongsun, Christiano na ako, I want to tithe. How do I tithe? Gross or net? Before tax, after tax. Vatable ba yan? O ano? May VAT? Tanggal ko muna yung VAT. And I want to get out of a little bit of the book of Malachi and go to the New Testament and on the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 8:1. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction or tribulation, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. And one of the things that really is highlighted here is that when you look at that church in Macedonia, they were not rich, they were not powerful. They didn't have anything. And yet, Paul was exhorting them and really thanking them and immortalizing them practically for their unbelievable generosity. They were in tribulation. They were in that situation. Now, that's to expose the word, no? Tribulation, especially internal pressure that causes someone to feel confined, no escape from present situation. They were under this situation. They were so poor. There was nothing. And yet, Paul exhorts them for their giving, for their generosity. Another story in the Bible. Remember when Jesus was in the temple? There was two people giving money. One was giving a lot of money and was very, very proud. The other was a poor widow, was only putting 2 pennies. But anong in honor ni God? Yung poor widow. Because she gave out of affliction. Diba? Yun yung point. I'm not saying magpaka-broke ka, no, para ma-appreciate ka ni God. Poverty is not a blessing. God is the blessing. You have to remind us. Those, I think, pera lang yan. Money is a great tool. It's not the end goal. But be careful. Money should not dictate who you are. Again, for what? For God's kingdom. Important for us to understand that despite of their tribulation, they were overflowing. Now, this is the situation of the Macedonians during Paul's time. Right? The early church. This is the situation. And yet, Paul was exhorting them. What's happening? They were overflowing. Okay, they were all overflowing, all around, which indicates abundance or surplus, properly exceed, go beyond the expected measure, blah, 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 blah. Siksik, diglig, umaapaw. Okay, you want to see a picture of overflowing? And I see this because I travel a lot. Sometimes I see OFWs, they open their maletas, punong-puno. Okay, when I see their maleta, lang punong-puno. In fact, problema lagi yan sa check-in kasi overweight. Overflowing. Ganyan tayo. We want always for overflowing. That's what happened to these people. And God honors them because they were generous. When you look at the word generosity, what goes into your mind? Diba? It's giving a lot. It's nice to be able to go to the root cause of these words and understand. Generosity is based from a Greek word, haplotes, which means simplicity. Without self-seeking, to be generous by living simply and for others. The reason why they were overflowing in the giving, because they opted not to think about themselves, but to live simply so that they can continue to give. Ganun ba tayo? Minsan parang, Lord, bless me so I can bless other people. Or minsan, exchange pa tayo, Lord, pananurin mo ko sa loto. Pag nanalo ko, 50-50 tayo. Magta-tight na ako finally. We go through all of these things. Eh. And yet, what was really being taught to us is that we need to live this, haplotes, which means simplicity. It's a choice between you and me. By the way, I'm also preaching to myself. Just recently, I really wanted to buy a newer car. Siguro, pressure. Kasi what's happening right now, the new tax will make cars more expensive. So, magmamahal naman, sayang. My wife will always remind me, tinanong mo ba kay God yan? Pinaalam mo ba yan? In a way, pinaalam ko naman kay God, pero baka hindi ko nintay yung sagot. I was trying to justify it. But again, I realize that if I do buy that car, I mean, yes, do I deserve it? Maybe, I don't know. But it also means that it can lessen my generosity. Diba? What I can give to others and all going everywhere, that can be affected because, you know, there's payments that I have to be made for that car. So again, it's a challenge for me because how can I move into generosity? I mean, do I really need another car? Oh, it doesn't need to be that way. Anyway, you know, God can still bless me. Diba? Ayan point ko. God can still bless me. You know, it doesn't have to be now. And my wife was telling me, you're worried about excise tax. Why? Can God not give you more than what the excise tax will give you? So it's a challenge for me. Why? This is very important. Our actions tell us who we are. It's our heart issue. That's why it's very, very hard for us to move into generosity. Why? Because we refuse to live simply. We want to have the latest stuff. We want to have this, we want to have that. Pag nagbabakasyon, kailangan abroad ang Instagram. Japan, Korea. Pag uminom ng kape, kailangan branded na ngayon. And all these things. So again, it tells us who we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the question is, are you still moving in generosity or are you prevented to move in generosity because of that? See, that's the problem. The big problem to us is we can't move. You know, remember, you can't give what you don't have, right? You don't have because you refuse to live simply. That's why it's now affecting your giving. We want that more, more, more. And you know why? Because of our wanting more and more and more, we do foolish things. They will call you, let me make an offer you can't refuse. High return, low risk. I'll issue you checks. I'll do this. And then you get burned along the way. Why? You go back. When people ask me, Randall, ano ba magandang investment? Ang tanong ko lagi is, why? What for? I want to invest. I want to go to the stock market. Why? Okay? Some of them are real reason. I want to prepare for retirement, yes. But I want to be wealthy. Again, why? Because if you don't know your why, you will lose your ways. You have to be careful. You will lose your ways. Now, God reminds us not to do that. God reminds us to be a good steward. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more room or no more need. God is saying, let me take care of your needs. Like what's telling me, Randall, wag ka magmadali. Don't get that new car. I can still give you a new car. But I want you to understand that money comes from me, wealth, and the ability to create wealth comes from the Lord, and it is not for our purpose, but for His. If you are not generous, it means that you are a slave to your money. And you think that God has no power over your financial well-being. That's not true. It's a lie. In fact, God tells you, be generous, be faithful, and I will take care of you. Malachi 3:11 says, I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. So I will take care of you. Ako bahala sa'yo. You want a new car? Let me take care of it. You want me to get you out of debt? Let me take care of it. Remove that heart na ako bahala, magaling ako, I can do this. Effort lang to, power of the mind lang to. Those things will not bring you the success. And if it does, there's no joy into it. It's from the Lord. He adds no trouble to it. And when you do that, God's promise is everlasting. He is unending, remember, He's not changing. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. But God is faithful. When you go to Israel, my wife and I have been there. It's a beautiful place. When you're driving, if it's Israel, it's green. Okay? In the desert. Pag nakita mo, bigla nagiging dry. Arid. Ibig sabihin yan, na-cross ka na ng border. Because that's the nature of God. Israel today is a country where around it, everyone kaaway niya lahat and yet it flourishes. Why? It's not because the Israelis today are great. It is because God is great. And God's promises are unending for us. And that's why it's reminding us. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God lives a cheerful giver. You know, we talk about, Randall, ano ba tithes ko? 10%. 10% is not the ceiling. It's the base. In fact, if you look at the New Testament, walang percent doon. Because most of them gave almost everything. And that's what the generosity is all about. And we need should never forget the nature of God is and how faithful He is despite of our unfaithfulness. For His name, not for us. The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you also excel in this act of grace as well. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, I see, they do the good Christian things. They serve, they worship, okay? They read their Bible, they do Bible study, they can quote, you know, difficult, they can understand. They prophesy, they speak in tongues, and yet they do not excel in the act of giving. That's not enough. God says, it's great as you excel in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and in all earnestness. See that you also excel in this act of grace as well. God owns everything. Whenever you give to the Lord, it's not because He needs it. He owns everything. Whenever you give, it's actually for you. Then again, I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love is also genuine. Our actions show what our true state of our heart is. And sometimes we fail in that. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, for your sake He became poor, so that you by His poverty might become rich. And that is true wealth.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.